Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
You know, when she first got in and was named speaker, I met her, and I'm very impressed by her. I think she's a very impressive person. I like her a lot. But I was surprised that she didn't do more in terms of Bush and going after Bush. It was almost, it just seemed like she was going to really look to impeach Bush and get him out of office, which personally I think would have been a wonderful thing.
Impeaching him?
Absolutely, for the war. For the war.
Because of the conduct.
Well, he lied. He got us into the war with lies. And, I mean, look at the trouble Bill Clinton got into with something that was totally unimportant, and they tried to impeach him, which was nonsense. And yet Bush got us into this horrible war with lies, by lying, by saying they had weapons of mass destruction, by saying all sorts of things that turned out not to be true.
Jeez. Oh, man, you talk about unforced errors. You talk about screwing up a mandate. Unbelievable. I still can't believe what President Trump has turned into. I still can't believe it. I just can't believe it. Anyway, so we got Dimitri Graffiti coming up again. If Jefferson County, any kind of Republicans are going to this dinner, please, please grow a spine. Please stand up to this guy, because this is cosplay. All this is theater to give you the illusion that the Republican establishment is any different than the Democrats. They still will not pass the SAVE Act so that we get voter ID, have any photo ID in order to vote. Republicans control the Senate. Shelley Moore Capito, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, fourth most powerful member of the Senate. Fourth most powerful, and has done nothing to push the President Trump agenda, especially with photo ID. Just nothing. It is all rigged. And Jim Jordan, of all the people on this earth, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, when we all know that all these judges have gone rogue, who have made outrageous rulings all across the country, and you finally have the power, the Republican Party has the power, the subpoena power, being chairman of the different committees, to actually do something about it. Now they're being exposed for the frauds that they are. Let's start with Jim Jordan, tough-talking Jim Jordan. Oh, I'm Jim Jordan. I'm very tough. I'm going to talk about all sorts of stuff. Look at my muscles. Stand up to these people. Because if nothing changes, nothing changes. And you can quote me on that. Because I just said it. It's just theater. Fox News is just theater for the Republican establishment. It is just theater for the neocons. That's all this is. You keep wondering, why doesn't anything change? Why are we still having all these problems? It's because they give you the illusion that they're going to do something, the illusion that they're all that much different from the Democrats. But they aren't. Fox News is a great example when it comes to the open border. When President Trump, first term, wanted to build the wall to stop all the illegals from coming in, invading, frankly, this country, who stopped him? Well, you mean the Democrats must have stopped him, Dimitri, because they were in charge? No. President Trump had a Republican House and a Republican Senate. The Senate leader, Mitch McConnell. The Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. They undermined him. They were the ones who prevented him from doing this. And now he's in charge of the Fox board of directors. And they were going on and on for years about how all of these illegals were flooding across the border, and yet no one Not one Fox News story said, oh, by the way, our guy, the person in charge of our board of directors, was responsible for this because he stopped President Trump from building the wall. This is all theater. And you are seeing it now with John Thune and with Shelley Moore Capito and all these other establishment Republicans. They hate Trump because they hate you and what you stand for. But they can't tell you that because they need your votes, especially in the primaries. The reason the Republicans in the Senate do not want voter ID is because if you have that, if the elections are actually fair in the Republican primaries, they lose to MAGA candidates. They lose to Tea Party candidates. They lose to Perot candidates. That's the reason they've been fighting so hard to not have voter ID. Why the SAVE Act is not going anywhere. Because they know they will lose in the Republican primaries. Why do you think you work so hard for everything and then you get the Republicans being in control and then nothing happens? That's why. Jim Jordan could be the poster boy for that. And again, I have no smoking gun evidence that he's being blackmailed. But would it surprise anyone if we discover someday that the reason Jim Jordan doesn't do anything, he talks tough, he plays the role really, really well, but the reason that he doesn't do anything is because he's been compromised, that he's been blackmailed because of that scandal regarding that Doc Strauss, I think was his name, doing all those terrible sexual acts to all the wrestlers there. And Jim Jordan was, what, the assistant coach? And says, well, I didn't see anything. I didn't see him groping their nuts or anything like that. I'm just Jim Jordan. I talked tough. Would anyone be surprised if someday we discover that he was being blackmailed, that he's being compromised? Would anyone be surprised? I would not. Again, I want to stress, I do not have any smoking gun evidence that he is. But what other explanation can there possibly be? It's just like with the Epstein files. They're all being blackmailed because they've all done horrible, unspeakably horrible things to little children. And then you wonder why they act, all these people act the way they do, all these newsmakers, all these politicians, all these billionaires, all these entertainers. They're all being blackmailed. You see all these entertainers who always say terrible things about conservatives and everything that we stand for and all of that. Are they really all like that? Or are they told that's what they've got to do because they're all being blackmailed? When you look at Jim Jordan tomorrow evening in Jefferson County, you Republicans, take a good look at this guy. Oh, yeah, he'll talk tough. Oh, my God, he's going to be terrific, and everybody's going to love him. They're going to have selfies and this, that, and the other. But take a good, hard look at this guy and ask yourself, even if you can't bring yourself to even, you know, ask the question, is it possible that this guy is so compromised, that he is so blackmailed regarding the scandal at Ohio State with the wrestling thing and Doc Strauss? Is it possible that's the reason why he's not doing anything to rein in these rogue judges? Is it possible we're looking at a victim of blackmail? It's all a show, folks.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! It's the Big Three Graffiti, the rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients, do not violate any federal, state, or local law, and do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with a host. Dimitri Graffiti studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti.
Ooh, my man, I reopened the day to the weather. Gonna be a little bit over there, man. There's snow for them, man. And it's snowing, and it's snow growing again, man. It's ridiculous. I ain't doing it again, all right? All right.
video go pick.
As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm gonna do is punch you.
Tomato graffiti.
Rules of engagement, tomato graffiti. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Tomato graffiti studio phone line, 740-325-1490. Tomato graffiti, ADA compliant. Tomato graffiti.
We at the Muscle Man, and it's Johnny away the crowd. Just a bit.
Tomato graffiti.
Good morning, Macho Man.
Tomato graffiti.
Yeah, little D means little Democrat now, you little...
Sir, you're under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. Do you understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I